So we don't fight each other. We don't blood each other's nose. We don't shoot at each other. We don't need that kind of healing. We need something else. And what I think we need is one of the great blessings that I got during my sickness. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you're not going to believe what I'm saying. You're going to think I'm making it up. Wallahi. You know Allah said in Quran, wadhkuru ni'matullah alaykum, wadhkuru ni'matullah alaykum. Remember Allah's favor on you, right? And wa in ta'uddu ni'matullah la tuhsuha. And if you try to count Allah's blessings, you'll never be able to count them. Wallahi, one of the greatest blessings I ever got in my life when Allah gave me cancer. Wallahi. He said, no, Imam, you crazy. I'm not crazy. You see, no one asks to be sick. But when you get it, and you depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give you, brothers and sisters, blessings that you can't even begin to perceive. Every kind of, I can write a book on all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me as a result of being sick, and all of us, because Muslims have the right attitude. We have the right attitude. We can be like Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, when he goes and he conquers Mecca. He can say what Yusuf said, alayhi salat wa salam. There's no blame on any of you. May Allah forgive you this day. This is the way Muslims are. We are forgiven to one another. But there's something else we have. We need. And this is what I learned on my sick bed, and that is sensitivity. Sensitive to people. I'm sensitive now, brothers and sisters, more than I've ever been before. To everybody. There was a Christian with cancer named Dobbs, a white man. I used to talk to him every day and try to encourage him. His family would come all every day. He brought someone from the family, and they all knew about me, every one of them. Because when I went there, I talked to them. I love them. I feel for them. I feel for all the Muslims. They're Muslims. Some of you brothers and sisters don't even know it. There's Muslims with AIDS right in your community. You don't know them. I know them. Now, what do? You the imam of the masjid. And the brother comes to you, Sheikh, and they say, I got AIDS, but I want to get married. I want to get married. What do you do? Well, we have a group of Muslims living with AIDS. Should we not introduce them to one another? I got that from Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. In my conclusion, I'm finished. This is it. I got it. I got it now. It's sensitivity. It's concern. It's mutual love and mutual respect for everybody. Every Muslim, it doesn't matter. The males and the females, the young and the old. You know what I learned from Anas ibn Malik? He passed some shabab, some youngsters, and he told them, Assalamu alaikum. I thought about this. And then he said, that's what the Prophet used to do. Now, I want you to think about this. I tried this. I tested. I want you to test it, Altaf. I want you to look at the elders when they pass a group of youngsters and see if the elders ever give them salams. All right, can you imagine? Little guys playing, and the Prophet said, Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Is concerned, and the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, said that sometime he goes intending, he stands up for Salat, intending to read a long surah, and he hears a baby cry, and he shortens his prayer because he don't want to put the mother in any burden. Sensitivity, being sensitive. And now I feel we should feel sensitive to everybody, every Muslim. Sister from Iran, we should do something. The brothers from Holy Land Foundation and other political prisoners, we should do something, not just say something. First make dua and then do something. So brothers and sisters, all we have, all manner is an effort to do some good work. That's all. To try to work together as Muslims so that we can achieve some goals for all of us, all of the 7 million Muslims in America, inshallah. That's all it's all about.